WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of relationship goals, your daily reminder that love is out there in you and all around us. Today we're diving into something super important. Fostering a sense of community and belonging in our relationships. Ever feel like life can get pretty isolating? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people but still feel totally alone? Well, guess what? We're wired for connection. Human beings thrive on belonging. It's practically hardwired into our DNA. Feeling connected to a group, whether it's your family, friends, or even a shared hobby, gives us a sense of purpose, security, and support. And when it comes to relationships, that feeling of community is absolutely essential for building something strong, lasting, and truly fulfilling. So, how do we actually create this magical sense of belonging? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. 1. Open the door to vulnerability. Let's be real, vulnerability can feel scary as heck. Sharing our true selves, our joys, fears, dreams, and even those awkward moments can seem like exposing a hidden part of ourselves. But here's the thing. True connection happens when we let our guard down and allow others to see us, flaws and all. Think of it like this. Vulnerability is the key ingredient to building trust, intimacy, and that deep sense of knowing someone truly gets you. 2. Make active listening your superpower. We've all been caught in a conversation where we're waiting for our turn to talk instead of actually listening. But active listening is about more than just hearing words. It's about truly understanding another person's perspective, emotions, and needs. Pay attention to their body language, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine empathy. Trust me, your partner will feel heard, valued, and deeply connected when you make them feel like they have your undivided attention. 3. Celebrate the little moments. Life gets busy, right? Between work, errands, and everything else, it's easy to forget to appreciate the little things. But those everyday moments, a shared laugh over breakfast, a cozy night in watching a movie, or even just holding hands while walking are the building blocks of a strong relationship. Make time for these simple joys and savor them together. 4. Embrace shared experiences. Remember it? That feeling of pure excitement when you share a new adventure with someone? Whether it's trying a new restaurant, going on a hike, or learning a new skill together, shared experiences create lasting memories and strengthen the bond between you. 5. Cultivate kindness and appreciation. Let's face it, sometimes relationships can feel like a chore. We get caught up in our own stuff, forget to express gratitude, and let things slide. But remember, kindness is contagious. Small acts of love, appreciation, and support go a long way in making your partner feel valued and cherished. Okay, let's talk about real life for a sec. Picture this. You're scrolling through social media and see all these couples looking so happy, living their best lives. It can be easy to fall into comparison trap and start feeling like your relationship isn't measuring up. But remember, every couple has its own unique journey. Focus on celebrating the strengths of your relationship, even the small things. Maybe you always laugh together over a silly inside joke or enjoy quiet evenings just cuddling up on the couch. Those little moments are what make your bond special and irreplaceable. So, there you have it, my loves. Remember, building a sense of community and belonging in your relationship isn't about perfection, it's about showing up for each other, embracing vulnerability, and creating space for genuine connection. Go out there and start cultivating those strong, supportive bonds, because relationships are the heart and soul of a happy life. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join our amazing community on social media. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode. What are some ways you foster a sense of belonging in your relationship? Share your stories and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, love yourself, love others, and never stop building those beautiful connections.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.